They Might Be Giants is a New York-based rock band that got its start playing in the clubs and performance spaces of downtown Manhattan. But it's the exposure on MTV that's bringing in the preteen crowds to the duo's out-of-town concerts. Music critic Peter Watrous described their performances as having an overlay of humor masking deep thinking. They Might Be Giants is John Flansburgh on guitar and vocals, and John Linnell on vocals, saxophones, accordion, banjo, and other instruments. Their first album, They Might Be Giants, included 19 songs. Their new album, Lincoln, has 18 songs on it, but they've written hundreds of other songs that haven't made it onto record. They figured out another way of getting them out to the public.
By the light switch, he watches over you. Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put you fine upon on it. Stay on the only beam you're bunning. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Tell me why you started Dial a Song.
Well, it was before we were making records, so we were really thinking in terms of just the audience, the small New York audience that we had. John actually broke his wrist and I had a lot of stuff stolen in the same week. And so all of a sudden there was this, we knew we weren't going to be able to perform live for a few months at least. And we had all these songs that we really wanted to get out to the public. So in order to hold on to those 35 people who were truly interested in what we were doing, we figured we'd start the Dial Song Service, which basically it's just a phone machine in my house. We don't really make any money off it or anything. It's just a different song every day, and now it's been going for like 4 years, so it's a raging success.
You've gone from being a pretty fringy band to now being prominently featured on MTV. What changed? Did something change in your music, or is it just that more people started to notice?
We're just prominently fringy. we basically make the same, the exact same kind of music that we've always made.
I think if you listen to the records, the records haven't really, second record isn't radically different from the first record.
In fact, it's a big disappointment that we haven't advanced more in
our artistic
vision. We haven't
sold out any more than we could have.
I think we've just, we've been lucky because we got a lot of, exposure from MTV, which is really the only national media that we could get to. And we're not played on commercial radio by and large. So, you just realize the power of national media.
The song that's getting the most airplay on MTV is Anna Ng. You want to say anything about writing that song?
Well, it's basically a sort of connect-the-dots kind of song that started with the Manhattan phone book. And I noticed one day that there's something like 3 pages of people named NG in the phone book. And I called up some of them to find out how it was pronounced and started kind of winding a song around that idea. And then basically the idea of the guy shooting the gun through the globe came from a Pogo comic strip where one of the characters does that to find out what the other side of the world is, which point is exactly opposite the Okefenokee Swamp.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen in and hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone.
Now there's only the two of you, and John Linnell, you play accordion and lots of instruments, and John Flansburgh, you play guitar. And what you do frequently is do an arrangement on tape and then bring the tape with you as a backup track for when you record in concert.
Yeah, that's invariably what we do when we perform live. I mean, that's our live show. So, and it's something that puts people off when they hear about it, but it really isn't as boring as it sounds.
Yeah. I think people sort of go into a coma when they hear that, that you have a track show. I mean, either they're thinking of like, some Vicky Sue Robinson lip sync concert that they saw in 1978 or some like English band with really, you know, hard to imagine hair, you know, doing like some song where like they're playing instruments on stage and the same sounds are coming out of the PA, but it's not the appropriate like moves, like the, you know, the drummer is spinning at the same time that they're doing a drum roll. So, you know, I mean, basically we're not trying to like fake anybody out, you know, it's a very direct, very non-illusionistic kind of use of tape. But, you know, basically, you know, the show has got, it ranges from just simple accompaniment, like one voice, one instrument, to the tape, you know, doing some raging, you know, rock drum thing, and then, you know, like really distorted guitars and you know, accordion, and lots of both of us like screaming our heads off. So it really, there's a real broad dynamic quality to the show.
You know, you're also one of the few rock bands I can think of that's doing novelty songs. And one of the songs that comes to mind is Shoehorn with Teeth, which has, you know, kind of absurd lyrics and I think a terrific arrangement. But it really is a novelty song.
Well, you should see us wincing here when you say it's a novelty song.
Well, this is coming from someone who really likes novelty songs. Yeah,
you really hurt my feelings when you said that.
I think if this were 40 years ago or maybe we're on a different planet, we wouldn't be so uncomfortable with the idea of novelty song, but it's come to mean something fairly trivial. And I think our songs are novel. There's no doubt about it. It's, in other words, a novelty song conjures up the idea of a sort of a fairly facile joke that gets kind of laid out in the course of a few choruses. Whereas I don't think Shoehorn with Teeth is a very explicable song. It's a funny song, but it's hard to explain what it's about.
He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing. He asks a girl if they can boast it in a chair, but he doesn't get nervous, she's not really there. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth.
A lot of the music that you both play is bathed in irony, and I was...
Dipped in irony.
excuse me.
My goodness.
And I was wondering why you're so comfortable with irony, and if there were rock poses that you think rock bands are supposed to take that you just really can't get serious
because
about.
We're snarling, angry people.
I think we probably, you know, would like to shake off some of the irony in our songs, if it were possible to be at least perceived as being more sincere, because a lot of the stuff that we do, I think, has the form of irony. In fact, is trying to be serious and trying to be sincere.
Give me an example.
Never mind.
Well, I think, for example, the thing about Shoehorn with Teeth is it sounds like there's some kind of joke going on. And in fact, it's just a set of words that, you know, came to mind. And it's not really, in other words, it's not a trying to annihilate something or be a parody of something.
Yeah, I think a lot of people misconstrue, especially the musical forms of what we're doing. They think we're somehow, making a commentary on the kind of musical forms that we use. When in fact, you know, just the idea of playing music that you don't like. If you don't like country and western, you don't want to dedicate your life towards like making fun of it. And that's, I think, you know, we have songs that have, you know, country and western tinges to them, and it's because we like that kind of music and it speaks to us.
I never saw the movie They Might Be Giants, but I assume you named your group after the movie.
Yeah.
How come you named your group that?
Well, we really like the name, and I wouldn't want to say anything about the movie beyond that. That, in other words, it wasn't the movie itself that made us decide to name them ourselves They Might Be Giants, because it's really not... the movie doesn't really have much to do with the band.
It just seemed like a good paranoid name, you know.
It's basically the name of the band applies to, in other words, they in the name represents something external. It's not us, which unfortunately is not the impression a lot of people have gotten.
So does everybody get the name of your band wrong who doesn't know the movie? Like maybe they're giants or maybe they may be giants or...
Ain't they gods? Yeah, somebody called up the record company and said... Do you have Ain't They Gods?